for your love. We thank you so much that you loved each one of us, each broken soul here this morning, each broken soul in the world, that you love us, that you came down for us. We thank you for that, Lord, and we thank you for the joy of Christmas, the joy of a Savior being born for us. So, Lord, we ask this morning as we look into your word that you would help each one of us to see the joy and your great love, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. So I always think this year, what is the meaning of Christmas? What is it? Is it me on Christmas Eve running around the store trying to get presents because I just refuse to do it early and I'm with everybody else and all the shelves are empty? I'm not even kidding. Like, and everyone's really grouchy. So I always think, like, what's the meaning of Christmas? And me, mild-mannered Mark, not so mild-mannered, when I'm like, that's mine! I want that. But, I don't know, and I apologize if I ran into any of you in the store. But Christmas, obviously, is more than that. Right? Christmas is much more than that. It is joy. And I love Peanuts, and I love watching, oh, I do love Peanuts. But I'm actually talking about the cartoon Peanuts. And I love what they have to say. So David's going to be very helpful. He's going to play a video from the Peanuts, and Linus Van Pelt is going to tell us the meaning of Christmas.
You see, Linus went to the scriptures.
His friend Charlie Brown, you could see what was happening there, and you probably see that in your life. The world around you isn't very kind. Sometimes it's not very nice. But we see Linus here. He says, I know. And I love the fact that Linus has a blanket. I just love that. Don't we all need a blanket in this world to feel secure? But Linus knows joy. He knows the joy of Christmas. So asking ourselves tough questions this morning, very tough questions. Are we, am I, proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ, especially around this season? Are we doing that? Am I doing that? Is it something that we should be doing? And the answer is yes. God has chosen you specifically to share with the world his good news of salvation. A Savior is born. A Savior is born. Look, we sing about it. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let the earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. Have you prepared room in your heart for the Savior, for Christ?
Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Our mortal songs employ, while fields and floods and rocks and hills and plains repeat the sounding joy. I'm going to read from Luke 2, and if you get your Bibles out, we'll read together. And as we're reading, you personally look into the Scriptures and pick out the joy that is there. You personally look in and ask God to help you to see the joy. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee to the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those to whom he is pleased." And when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known, saying that had been what had been told to them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at the shepherds what they told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. As the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen and told them. So this morning, we're just going to pull some insights out of this about joy that God wants us to have, but also what are we to do with that joy? And let's face it, not one of us here, not one of you staring at me, is a perfect person. You're all broken. I am broken. So I'm not saying there's a perfect way to share your faith. It may be holding someone's hand. It may be praying for them. It may be opening the Bible and reading Scripture to them. I do not know in your situation in your life. But I can tell you, God is calling us to share his Son, Jesus Christ, with the world. And it's going to be different. I had a situation, we had a lot of bees in the house over the summer. yellow jackets, and I shouldn't be laughing, it's not funny, but they were in the house, and when they finally killed them, there was like 100 all over the floor, and we had the bug guy come, super nice, and I, you know what, doesn't happen a lot. I was like, I need to share Christ with this man. I don't know why, but I was like, I need to do it. So my wife and I are running around looking for a track, and she found a track in Spanish. So I'm like, I don't know if this is going to work. So it was in Spanish, but then it had, you know, English as well. So I gave it to him, and he just kind of looked at me like, are you insane? A little, but I want to share. I said to him, I just want to share Christ with you. He took it and had a big smile on his face, and he left. I don't know what it means to you and what it's like for you to share Christ with people. It may be someone very, very close with you. But God is calling us to do that. Let's look at the angels. The joy of the angels glorifying and proclaiming the good news to the shepherds. There were shepherds out in the field keeping watch with their flock by night. Look, God does not make any mistakes. And he is bringing the good news to shepherds out in the field. He didn't go to the king. He went to shepherds out in the field at night. He came to them. He comes to us. The angels come to them and they give the most amazing sermon. And the shepherds, interestingly enough, they're shepherds watching over sheep that are most likely going to be slaughtered for the sins of the people. Do you see the picture here? The angels are going to preach to them who is the Lamb of God, the true Lamb of God. And they do an amazing job. Listen to Matthew 1:21. And she shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. Listen, for he shall save his people from their sins. He saves us from our sins. The angels obeyed and they went. An angel of the Lord appeared to them. God comes to the shepherds. Most of you know my story, but I distinctly remember when my wife said to me, "You know what? I like you, but you don't know Jesus. I don't know if we can continue to see each other." I'm like, "What? Wait, what? What? Are you serious?" God used that in my life. That's my story. What is your story? What is your story that God used in your life to bring you to him? And it has to be that somebody shared Christ with you. A mother, a father, a brother, a sister, a worker, a boss. Somebody shared Christ with you. Because God was using them to share his good news, his joy. How beautiful are the feet. Listen to this. How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings and good things. I want to read that again. How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace. Is it easy? No. Is it easy to go into someone else's bubble and comfort zone? Absolutely not. I see people coming a mile away and I'm like, I'm out of here. They were filled with great fear. Look, fear comes because I said already we're broken. Fear comes because you're in front, you're in the presence. They were in the presence of a holy God. When you're in the presence of God, you will have fear. And it's not just fear, it says they feared a great fear. Listen to this, the fear of the Lord is the fountain of life. I fear death. I do. I fear death. That's the curse. That's the curse we're all under. Because we're all going to breathe our last and we're going to die. But if you have Christ, there is no reason to fear. Listen to Revelation. Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. And he said with a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth and sea and spring and water." Just yesterday, I had a man sitting at my desk at work. His wife was traveling down the expressway last Sunday, and she had a medical, something happened medically, and she hit the middle of the highway, and she was gone. And he's sitting at my desk, and he comes in, and he says, "I don't even know. Like, this just happened a couple of days ago." And he's sitting there saying, I don't even know. That's all he said, I don't even know. And we went through everything with him, and try to let him know what was there that his wife had. I worked for a financial institution, so he came in to see where everything was. But I tell you that story because a day doesn't go by that somebody doesn't leave this earth and go into heaven or go into hell. And I didn't ask him, I don't know this situation, but I'm just letting you know that a Savior is born in the city of David, a Savior for your soul and for my soul. And I think it was Pastor Vox the last time he preached, I think he said, in a group this size, there's somebody listening to me who doesn't know the joy of Christ, who doesn't know the Savior. And I'm here to tell you, he loves you, and he wants you to come to him. Confess your sin and ask him to save your soul. Behold, God is my salvation in Isaiah. Isaiah 12:2. I will trust and I will not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. Can you say that this morning? Can you say, behold, God is my salvation, I will trust and I will not be afraid? For the Lord God is my strength, my song, and he's become my salvation. Listen, they say the good news of great joy. They're literally preaching. The angels are preaching the gospel. There's no greater message. John Piper says that joy is a Greek word, it's chara, and is a good feeling in the soul produced by the Holy Spirit as he makes us see and savor the glory of Christ in the Word and the world. And when I read that, it was the part that produced by the Holy Spirit. This is something that is done by God. It is not something done by you. It is not something done by me. It is a work of the Holy Spirit. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men, those whom he is pleased. You know, there are many times when I'm sitting in the pew and the worship is going and I can't hold back the tears. Because this is the closest we'll ever get to heaven here on earth. When we're all together as God's saints singing and praising him. And I just sometimes I'm sitting over there and I'm just like, okay, I hope nobody sees. But I can't hold it back. It is an amazing thing to be able to praise God. Imagine being the shepherd and having the angels just proclaim God and then sing. Billy Graham said this, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world is born tonight. The Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world is born tonight. It's not just a cute little baby all wrapped up. It's not just so we can give each other presents, although that's wonderful. Don't stop doing that. I like that. I've already been in trouble a couple of times looking under the tree. Don't stop sharing your love. Just so I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Hark! The herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sinners reconciled. Listen, God and sinners reconciled. The second point is joy of the shepherds, believing and sharing the good news. They believe the message. You have to believe what God is saying to you. And he does that through the Holy Spirit in your heart and your soul and your mind. It's an amazing thing. Sometimes I'm like, really? I believe. But I'm like, I know it's not me. I'm like, thank you, Lord, that you allow me to believe. They say, let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. Acts 16:31 says, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household. Do you believe? And if you don't believe, it's not for, if you're sitting here this morning, it's not for a lack of someone saying you should believe, that you should come to Christ, that you should call out on God and ask him to show himself to you. And if you're sitting here this morning and you've known Jesus your whole life, maybe asking God, Lord, can I be like the angels? Can I be like the shepherds? And go. Go and tell it on the mountain. Go tell your world. And again, it's not the same. It's not like, you know, you're going to be running around the streets yelling and screaming. It's going to be, again, the people that God put in your life, maybe, again, praying for them, holding their hand, just kind of being there with them and showing them the love of God and sharing God's word, salvation, the scriptures that point to Jesus. Look, they went and had faith to trust God. What he was telling them was true. They had faith. The shepherds understood, they believed, and then they went. They went in haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. I'm just going to read some more scripture to you because I find that reading scripture to you is much better than you listening to me babble. Because scripture is what you're going to be looking at when you leave today. You're going to be looking at scripture, and God, I pray, will be showing you wonderful things from his word. Listen to this. The wise men listened to the king and then went their way to Bethlehem. And now the star, which they had seen in the east, went in front of them as they traveled until at last it shone immediately above the place where the little child lay. Listen to this. The sight of the star filled them with indescribable joy. The sight of the star filled them with indescribable joy. So they went into the house and saw the little child with his mother Mary, and they fell on their knees and worshipped him. And they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, incense, and myrrh. Listen, Jesus Christ did not just come to be a baby. He came to be your Savior. He did come as a baby, but he came to go to the cross. He came to go to the cross for you. He was put to death. He died, and he rose again on the third day. And Jesus is even praying for you right now. He is your Lord, and he is your King. Even if you don't believe that, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And that is the truth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching, or silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. These are basically, the shepherds are basically, outside of the angels, basically the first human messengers to proclaim the arrival of the Savior of the world. When they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning the child, and all who heard it wondered what the shepherds had told them. The message we received and believed is meant to be shared. This message that you have received and the message that you have believed is meant to be shared. And if you don't know it, it is the fact that God is working. If you're listening to me, God is working in your life. God is doing something. His word never, ever, ever comes back void. Look, the shepherds imitated the angels. And I know in Scripture, Paul's saying, imitate me. We should be imitating the shepherds, the angels, and Mary, we'll get to that in a second, her quiet heart just looking over what God has done. It says, and the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as had been told them. Their lives were never, ever, ever the same. In Jeremiah, it says, I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, and they shall return to me with their whole heart. So thirdly, let's look at Mary. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And David, if you could just throw some of the pictures up here, just humor me. So these are some of my grandkids and Linda's grandkids. So I had this moment where I was at the Christmas tree And I was walking around, and Linda always puts beautiful ornaments up and everything. And I just had this moment the other day where I was looking at all the ornaments and looking at all the pictures that Linda takes and puts in books. And I just couldn't help but just be so thankful and say, thank you, Lord, for everything. Just sort of like what Mary, we were going to look at, the pondering in your heart, all the blessings and all the things that God has done in your life. David, just show this horrible picture of me. That's little Mark Harrigan when I was a kid. My mom loved Christmas, and I don't know, it looks like a trumpet or something, but it was just so joyful. I have four brothers, and my mom wanted to make Christmas so fun. I got this funny little hat on and everything. And do you remember your Christmases when you were younger? Do you remember the Christmases now? Do you remember the joy of Christmas? And those are so wonderful, but it doesn't compare to the joy that a Savior is born for you. You can get rid of that, David. Thank you. A joy of Mary treasuring the good news in her heart. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. Look, she's probably thinking about the angels. She's probably thinking about, because Gabriel came to her, and probably thinking about God's glory and the shepherds. And there's that song that says, Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Jesus is the Savior of the world, everyone. I'm going to read to you from, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but just to get a picture of Mary, just to get a picture of why she's pondering things in her heart. And if you go to Luke 1, verse 26, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to the city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. So listen to verse 45. And blessed is she who believed. Listen, blessed is she who believed. Mary believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. Do you believe what I'm saying this morning? Do you believe everything that I've been saying? If you don't hear anything else, it's about Jesus Christ being your Savior and your Lord. Psalm 16 says, you make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy, and at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Good news of great joy for all the people. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let the earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. Are you preparing room? Are you preparing room in your heart for Jesus this morning? And are you preparing room to share Jesus with others? I'm just going to conclude now, and I'm just going to tell you, as we started with something on TV, that was like, that penis thing was like from 1960-something. So more recently, my wife and I like to watch The Voice, and you get these singers that come up, and I'm not going to play anything, I'm just going to talk. We get these singers that they come up and they sing, and they could sing whatever they want. And the last finale that we were watching was this young man named Max. and he played the lead of Michael Jackson's lead on Broadway, super talented, like 14 years old. And Max gets up on the stage. He can sing whatever he wants. And he didn't, the contest isn't over. He could lose. So this is what he sings. When I am overwhelmed within, from the weight of all my sin, I need a friend to call my own. I need a house to call my home when I'm broken down inside and there's nowhere else to hide. I need a place where I feel known. Can someone help me? Then I hear your reply, bringing teardrops to my eyes, saying, I'm not alone. Oh, Lord, I need you now. I need you now more than ever. Would you put my heart back together? I searched the world till my head hurt, just to find out your way is better. Your way is better. Your way is better. Oh, Lord, your way is better. Jesus, your way is better. And then Michael Bublé is sitting there, and he's one of the coaches, and he could say anything. He doesn't even have to say, great job. But what he says is, Max, I don't know if you're going to win. I'm paraphrasing. I don't know if you're going to win. But you just shared your faith with the whole world. You just shared your faith with the whole world. My message this morning is that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, and he loves you. And there's great joy in that. And he loves you so much that he wants you to take that message he gave you through the Holy Spirit and give it out and share it with the world. What a great privilege and a great honor. So this morning, what I'm going to do, and I need some volunteers. Don't you love when I do stuff like this? Don't worry, it's not a bad thing. No volunteers? It's not a test. Just got to hand some stuff out. So I'm going to hand out this booklet. Actually, you're going to hand out the booklet. All right, thanks. If you don't mind. So this is a booklet called The Story, from Genesis to Revelation. It's put out by Truth for Life for Alistair Begg's ministry. And basically, it's a great resource for us to be able to share the Word of God. And there's many of them. It's not just this booklet. But it takes you through the story. It takes you through the story of God's love for each and every one of us. So I would say this morning, if you get one of these this morning, and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, pray over it. If you have questions, Pastor Vox, Pastor David, myself, Keith Schwamm, Steve Massaro, people you know in the church that love the Lord, you can go and ask them questions. But if you know the Lord this morning, pray over this. What a great time of the world. What a great time to be able to share Christ when you're going to see all these people you usually don't see unless it's this time of year. Thank you. So I just want you to pray over that. Pray over looking at it. If you don't know the Lord, it is the gospel message. If you know the Lord, just pray over. Maybe the Lord will do what he did for me when the guy came to kill all the bees. And it was like, Mark, you got to share Christ with this guy. Maybe he'll do that for you. And I know he will. I would also say, pray that God would give you people to share Christ with, but be prepared. I had a situation years and years ago. I said, Lord, give me someone to share Christ with. I was sitting at the table, and a girl comes down. She sits next to me, and she goes, I heard you're a Christian. What do you believe? And I was like, peanut butter and jelly sandwich in my mouth. Like, And just be prepared to be able to share Christ, because if you ask, he will answer. Lord, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the joy of the angels, of the shepherds, and of Mary. I thank you for the joy that is here this morning. We thank you that a Savior is born this day in the city of David. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.